COVID-19 has claimed another worldwide event as the International Olympic Committee has opted to delay this summer's Olympic Games in Japan. The Games were scheduled to begin on July 24th, but they've been moved back to 2021. A number of Arizona athletes, including those at our state's universities, will be affected by that. With us for a few minutes to talk about the impact is former Olympic medalist and former U.S. Olympic wrestling coach Zeke Jones, who's currently ASU's wrestling coach. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So knowing what's going on in the world and in our backyards, did it surprise you at all that the games were delayed?
Well, Steve, I think it was clearly becoming, evident that we were going to cancel the games as most sporting events prior to it were being canceled, including the NCAA Wrestling Championship. So I think we all saw it coming. But it's until it actually officially happens, you still have that sense of competition coming up. But we could see it coming.
So from more of a mental standpoint, but even physical, because there's so much training that goes into this, what advice would you give to young athletes or athletes who may be getting their last shot at the Olympics as far as how to prepare now? Because now it's going to be another year.
Yeah, it's an unusual thing that we're looking at, right? The delay of the games of a year. But I think right now, one is mental health. Right now, the athletes are processing this delay and, how does it impact me? How does it impact my training? And so I think first is public safety. I think they're looking at that first. I think they're happy that the games, over 90% of the athletes said that they're happy that the games have been postponed, primarily because their training has been affected. So I think they want an opportunity to be at their best when the games happen. And when you lose a few weeks of training, it can really impact you for months. So the advice I would give them is, hey, just stay focused on the goal, protect your health first, then let's get back to training, and then ultimately let's get ready to win an Olympic gold medal.
Let me ask you about your experience. I mean, you were a silver medalist and in 1992. Can you just give us an idea of what that was like to be a winner at that level? And obviously you can relate to what these folks are trying to do right now as they get ready for the games.
Yeah, I wrestled in Barcelona in 1992, and it was a dream come true, the opportunity to represent your country, to put the American flag on your chest, to go out there and compete against the best wrestlers, athletes in the world, and then ultimately, compete great and come home with a medal it was a dream come true. You're laser focused at that time. That's all you do. Eat, sleep, train, and think about becoming an Olympic champion. And I know that's what our athletes are doing now as they prepare for Tokyo.
Well, that's why it's great what you said about the number of athletes, the percentage of athletes being ready to do this because they want to be at their best. Because one would think when you're laser focused like that, to some extent you become, I don't want to say selfish in such a pejorative way, but you become really pretty focused on yourself. So it might be harder to realize what's going on in the world. That seems like a good sign then that athletes have perspective.
Yeah, it is. I think it's, athletes do live in a bubble. They basically get up and train and come home and eat and train again. They're professional athletes, throughout their day, and not much affects them, but this affected all of us and it changed the way we lived and now have lived for a couple of weeks. And that's a real, push outside your bubble, let alone an athlete that's all they do is, they prepare each day to compete. So it's, I think their focus is shifting. I think just the certainty now that the games will be delayed so they can adjust their training. We can look at the trial process on how you make the Olympic team because our Olympic team still hasn't been made yet. We don't have our number one team yet, and that'll be pushed out till later too as well. So they're trying to figure all those things out at the same time.
All right, we'll stop there. That is Zeke Jones, currently ASU's wrestling coach. He's a former Olympic medalist himself and former U.S. Olympic wrestling coach. Zeke, thanks so much.
Anytime, Steve. Appreciate it.